Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio again with four mayors of White County, Denny Wayne Robinson, Jeff Mason from Smith County, Randy Hattie from Jackson County, and Alan Foster from Cumberland County. Had him on last week. We talked about the passage of the budget, talked about revenue sources and expenditures and all the good things that go in this budget season, because we are in the middle of budget season. We were talking one thing as we left last week. That is, can be expensive in counties, and that was solid waste. And one of that's trying to find employees to work in solid waste, the convenience centers or landfills or transfer stations. That's just part of it. But Denny Wayne, you and Jeff were talking that y'all have had some issues with solid waste. What is the biggest problem y'all have had with solid waste over the last couple of years?
Employees is one of the biggest things. That's a tough field to get people to go into and try to get them to work. Of course, you know, there's always the dreaded four-letter word in trash, TDEC. That's always always an issue. Of course,
he went there.
I did go there, but that is something that we sure address. And I don't know how you fix that problem. And we're always going to have trash. I always tell everybody it's you know, if you got a leak in your plumbing, you turn the water off and you fix it, and then you turn the water back on. You can't turn the trash off. You can't. There's no pause to get anything fixed. Trash comes no matter what. So it's just. There's always been problems in trash, and I guess they always will be.
So volumes are up, or you're still volumes up?
Volumes
are still
going up.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Ours are stayed up. I was wondering if everybody else's have.
Mine has. It's gone up quite a bit, actually. Yeah.
You know, and the price to dispose of it is fixing to get a lot worse.
Especially if you're dealing with Jeff, right?
Especially if you're dealing with Jeff. Well, I don't have to. You know, of course, I have my own landfill also.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Which is a...
He's been good to me. I can't say that.
So Watt County has a household garbage landfill.
Yeah, we have a class one facility.
Does any other county bring their trash to Watt County?
No.
You don't have room for it?
No, we have room. That is something that we're going over with the county commission right now. We only take White County trash right now. But the system we have has been a great system. It's been set up for 25, 30 years. But it's not kept up with the change in technologies and change in regulations and rules from TDEC. So we have got to – we're at a crossroads at our solid waste department. We've either got to go to a transfer station like most people do, or we've got to look and start – taking in out of county trash.
Well, and I don't, you know, landfills are filled up right now. Putnam County was taking theirs to Ray County, and we've moved it to Rutherford, and Rutherford's planning on shutting theirs down and stopping their landfill, or they're stopping their trash intake. So, you know, I don't, the options of trash is kind of get limited, but I've got a gentleman over here beside me that says, bring it on, right?
No.
No?
No, no, no,
we're not,
no.
We're not advertising.
That's not what that means.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
No.
All right. No. His fingers are itching.
Yeah. We do have a landfill. As I tell everybody, if I had to pick, I wouldn't be in the landfill business, but Smith County got in the landfill business back in 1989, I think it was. And so we've took the approach that with post-closure and some debt that we've got, that we're going to try to generate as much revenue as we can and manage our facility in the best way possible and get some of that stuff paid down and our post-closure, because, you know, I'd love to see that. That's our own, it's usually our only audit finding is insufficient funds in post-closure, but we're working to get that.
Which means you don't have enough money in the bank to close your landfill.
Exactly.
That's exactly what that means.
Right. And cover the liability for the next
30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so do you take out-of-county trash?
We do.
And you take anybody in this room, their trash?
I do.
Does it smelly?
It's all smell. It's trash. It's all smell.
It smells like money.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's all smell.
Yeah. So Jackson County sends their trash to Smith
they
County.
They do.
It's not costing you anything to take their trash. You don't set it up that way, do you?
No.
You want to make sure you're at least breaking even or making a little bit of money, right?
We've been very blessed. We've made money in the last 2 to 3 years because we've kind of changed our philosophy. When I came in and we first started doing our numbers.
Raised prices.
Yeah, that's what that means. Well, that's exactly. I mean, and I'm still cheaper than anybody else. So, on contract pricing, we raised our gate rate to $100. So if you don't have a contract with Smith County or you're not a Smith County business, it's $100 when you pull in there because when COVID hit, the numbers went crazy as far as trash. you see all this building and remodeling. So our construction and demolition trash is through the roof. And I mean, if you're trucking trash from Nashville to me because I'm cheaper, then I'm doing something wrong. So, and I've got to, we're not trying to make money. We're trying to slow that stream down because I keep having to build more C3, which is construction demolition. So we're in the process of building one right now to offset that. And so we're trying to slow that down and manage that. We're right now, we're about 800 tons a day. Maybe 1,000 is where we would like to be. That's our, without having to really change our, no, we've changed our equipment. We're doing things different. I have a great solid waste director, Mr. Johnny Lee, and if he quit tomorrow, I'd quit. So that's kind of where I'm at. So, he's a great guy that does a great job for us. And, yeah, we take other, it generates revenue and we've actually been able to show a profit, Denny Wayne said it a minute ago, TDEC, there's a check I have to write them every quarter for $2 a ton, and I don't understand why they have to tell me what to do, and then I have to write them a check to tell them to tell me what to do. That's the check I hate writing or signing worse than any of them.
Right. Well, and of course, at least you have an option.
Nothing against our TDEC local guys. Sure. They're great guys, but boy, that makes me mad.
Well, you've got your own landfill. White County has their own. Jackson County does not because you're taking it to Smith County.
That's correct.
But you think that's the best thing for the county because obviously you're doing it. Y'all studied it, and it's saving you money, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and plus, I had somebody come to the office the other day. You know, trash is a problem for all of us.
Everybody.
I mean, you got to pick it up, and there's no money to be made in it. It don't do anything but cost you.
Right.
If you're recycling, you know what you're doing? You're being a good steward. You're not making money. So
it's costing you money.
It's costing you money. So, but somebody comes off the day and says, "Hey, what about us opening up our own landfill in the county?" And I said, "That's two words I don't want to ever come out of your mouth again, or one word ever. How you want to look at it? Don't ever say that again."
Listen, that's not easy to do anymore.
No,
I mean,
no.
the regulations and even the public outcry. I mean, just trying to get that done is no.
It's worse than trying to build a jail in somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we actually passed a resolution saying it's got to come before the county commission, even for a private person to open up a landfill. It has to be approved by the county commission. Now,
absolutely.
Most of the counties have passed that resolution because homeowners, landowners don't want it in their backyard.
No.
Alan, what do you do with your trash in Cumberland County?
We do not have a landfill anymore. We're post-closure in hours, so we send it off.
You don't get a finding. I guess you got the money in there for post-closure?
Well, I think we do a bond, I believe is what it is.
Okay.
You can do a bond on that. And there's no such thing as closure, I don't think. It's always post-closure. It's never going to be closed.
Never going to be closed.
Yeah, I don't care if it's a 20-year post-closure. It's going to keep on going, it seems like, for eternity. But there's always something going on out there. Always a problem.
Yes.
So budget classes, I teach. I used to say there's two things certain in county government, debt and taxes. Well, I throw a third one in, and that's trash.
That's true.
Because we're not getting rid of trash.
No.
And it's a complicated, even without a landfill, the logistics are incredible to just get your trash from the convenience centers in and to the transfer stations and everything else. The solid waste job is a big job, whoever's over that.
Yeah.
And if you got a landfill like you two do, it's even bigger.
Well, and one thing, and I try to tell everybody this, and sometimes they believe you and sometimes they don't, there is not a taxpayer dollar in Smith County that goes into our landfill. We run off of other people's tax dollars.
Yeah. Well, you run off fees, and so you're
Like I said earlier, nobody would want to be in the landfill business, but we are, so we're trying to manage it as best we can.
And that's where I'm at in the crossroads. We don't take any outside trash, so it has to be paid for by the citizens of White County.
Right.
And that's our dilemma. You know, there's a value that it's almost a commodity, that outer space.
It is.
It's very valuable. So I almost feel like I'm in the stock market. When do I sell? When do I capitalize on that airspace for the potential?
And we've been where you are. When I first come in, there were some dark days because we were trying to get a permit done and a design done, and it was just, oh gosh, it was crazy. And we had the people that were coming around trying to, you know, offer to run it and take over it. But We've maintained the thoughts, and I continue to maintain the thoughts that if Smith County's got a landfill, Smith County needs to run that landfill. And that may change over the years with different the market changes, but that's kind of how we feel.
Y'all help me out. Do y'all think we ought to be adapting in solid waste? Because I'm trying to figure out how to adapt. Because
what is there to adapt?
Well, I mean, changing how we do business. Because I mean, I know that what we're doing is, we take the truck over there and dump it on your landfill, and I've got to look at doing it differently with fuel cost what it is.
Oh yeah,
repair. Oh, yeah. If you had tried to get a trash truck repaired lately,
get a part.
It don't happen.
Apart, yeah, we're running a rental truck right now and trying to find drivers. That's right. Been our biggest.
And that's the other thing, drivers. And so how do I consolidate my trash and still take it to Smith County? Because I think it's cheaper to take Smith County than it is to run a landfill. But I'm just trying to figure out how to put all that together. I'm going to be coming to some of your counties that's got transfer stations and looking at them and seeing if I can make that work for us in some form to try to alleviate some of this cost, because it ain't doing nothing but going up.
I don't know about DW, but every time I see that CAT service truck roll in, I get a bad feeling in my stomach because I'm afraid he's going to landfill.
Oh, is it rolling? I thought it stayed there. I thought it was stationed at our place.
No, he's either there or here.
So I'm glad you mentioned.
And that stuff is hard on equipment.
Which ties into what he said about repairs. You know, we have in Putnam County, we have a mechanics position that's been open in our maintenance department for months. Can't fill it. Can't find anybody that wants to come work as a mechanic. And so if you don't have people working on enough, your vehicles and your everything gets behind. And
add to that working on trash on equipment vehicles. That's been in trash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
How many do you have in your department?
And I think we got three mechanics or four. Three or four. I can't remember. Maybe four positions. But, yeah, it's tough. Great information. It's trashy information, but it's
trash
great
talk.
Information.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Yeah. We're going to talk about some good stuff that's going on in these counties here on Local Matters. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Alan Foster, Randy Heady, Denny Wayne Robinson, and Jeff Mason, all mayors in the Upper Cumberland. Great guys, and been talking trash, and now we're going to talk about something really good, especially for Mayor Foster, but it's really helping a lot of us around here. Mayor Bucky's opened a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's been a little bit of a sensitive subject with some of these guys, but they are happy for you. Deep down, they are happy for you. It's
just
booming, right?
Are we?
Yeah, I think you are.
I'm happy for him.
Thank you.
But I'm not, okay?
Okay. Well, how's it doing? I mean,
oh, wow, it's crazy. It's a lot of consuming going on over there. The weekends, especially nights, you know, it's been backing up I-40, which is not a good thing. For miles at certain times of the day, but lots and lots of sales going on over there.
So there's I won't name the name, but there's another service station just across the interstate from Bucky's. And that used to stay packed. So my wife and I stopped there on the way back from Knoxville, and we saw the crowd at Bucky's. This is probably 5 in the evening, and so we'd have to turn left to go over there. She said, "There's a line already." I said, "Well, just go over here to the other one." There wasn't nobody there at the other one. I mean, people are just flocking to Bucky.
There was a problem with that early, but it was because part of the access road was cut off into the other one. That's opened up now, and I was through there today, and it was full.
Yeah.
It was full. Actually, there's three others on that same exit, and they're all doing a lot of business. I talked to one of the local business owners that's not in selling gas or anything. It's something else, but they said their business was up 20% since the opening of Bucky's over there. So it's bringing a lot of traffic in to other places as well.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you've been by there, what, a couple times maybe?
Oh, yeah. I live on the other side of the interstate, so I'm there multiple times a day. I pass it.
How many gas pumps?
120.
No tractor trailers?
No tractor trailers.
And they do have 100% gas?
Yep.
So, and the beaver, I think you brought us some beaver nuggets, is that right?
Yeah, that's what they're known for.
Yeah.
That and clean bathrooms, who knew?
Well, we're proud for you, whether they act like it or not.
Okay, thank you.
Ben Rogers in studio with four mayors of White County, Denny Wayne Robinson, Jeff Mason from Smith County, Randy Hedy from Jackson County, and Alan Foster from Cumberland County. Mayor Hedy, the courthouse is crowded. What do y'all got going on?
You know, we took some of our ARPA funds and bought a building that had been vacant for years.
Are you moving into that new space, or is your staff moving in there?
No, I'm wanting to move over to where the elections is. I'm hoping that the county commission approves that. We have talked about that. I've not had any bad feedback on that. So I'll be moving my office over there, open up a small conference room for budget meetings and committee meetings, and also a place to meet state officials. I have to go somewhere else. If I get a group in of four or more, I've got to go somewhere else to meet them. I ain't got no place to do that. So, and then that frees up some office space in my office. That lets my office grow. The office workers that I have a great staff, but they don't have enough room, and that's just the facts.
Well, I can vouch for that. When I come in to work on a budget, I have about 4 square inches of space on the desk to put my computer, and it's not your fault. That's just the nature of it.
Yeah.
What's going to happen with the county clerk's office? What are you going to do with that?
I think that the trustee's going to wanting to expand over there and have some more storage room for records. And then we'll discuss that more as we move on, but I think that's the goal anyways, and to give them some more room. That's the next smallest office, which it's actually smaller than my office, but there's not as many people. So
yeah, and y'all done a lot of work on the courthouse. Your courtroom, your commission room, courtroom is beautiful. It's a big makeover from what it used to be, you know, and up to date. You got things that you can do up there now and have meetings there. So y'all are progressing.
Yeah, we're moving in the right direction. You know, we did a facelift on the courthouse last year. We're out in right now in the process of doing some, landscaping on the courtyard, and we're going to try to spruce it up a little bit since we're getting so many visitors on the weekend. Gainesboro's got more people on the weekend than it probably does during the week some days. But so we're trying to make it beautify. Got a beautification project going on in downtown Gainesboro. We're really excited about that. So trying to spruce it up.
Yeah, and you've got I guess we'll jump to it now. You've got something going on in October coming up that's big too.
Yeah, the big music festival, American Made Music Fest, and looking forward to that. Got some good groups coming in. Josh Turner will be there. That's the big name, and I'm looking forward to seeing him and some others, and of course Daley and Vincent will be there. And last year we had roughly 2,300, 2,400 people. So we're hoping to hit, 33, 34 this year and make a good profit. That made a huge economic impact too. You know, I mean, they wasn't an Airbnb, wasn't a place to stay in Jackson County, not a one. Every recreational place you could go to, camper. If you had a RV, all those sites were taken, and we checked in Cookeville, and most of the hotel rooms in Cookeville were packed, and Cookeville really, Pumpkin County didn't have anything going on that weekend. So we like to believe a lot of that had to do with what we were doing in Jackson County. People got to have a place to stay. If you're more than 150 miles, you're going to spend the night. So.
So what weekend is that in October?
It's October 7th and 8th. Friday and Saturday night's a two-day event. There'll be four guests on Friday night and four guests on Saturday night.
Shenandoah, one of them?
Shenandoah's one of them. Sure are.
One of my favorite all-time country groups.
Church on the Cumberland Road.
I'm probably looking more forward to seeing Shenandoah because when I had kids at home and young, and me and my late wife, we were huge Shenandoah fans. I seen them open up for Hank Williams Jr., and they played for 2 hours, and they put on a show. They did Southern Rock, you name it, they did it, and they were a blast. So that's been 30 years ago, so I can't wait to see them this coming fall. So I'm excited about that. Had people from all the counties there, so Denny Wayne, there's a whole bunch of people from White counties that showed up.
And I heard great things about it.
Yeah, they were there this past year. Smith County, a lot of people from Smith County came. And I'm sure we had some Cumberland County people there. They didn't, you know, ask them if they knew Alan Foster, and they just turned the other way. So I don't know.
That's going back to Bucky's, I think.
That's what we do.
You opened it up for that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news. I mean, anytime you can bring people in, of course, you're helping other counties around you.
Yeah, and, I am.
Have you thought about doing a hotel in Jackson County? Has that ever come up?
Yeah, we tried. That's actually on top of the list of trying to recruit a small hotel. You got to have enough festivals, you know, for a county our size, which, you know, we're 12,000 residents. And so it's hard to justify a 40-unit hotel. But that's what we're shooting for. We'll see what happens. Our Airbnb tax is up so much. And then if you take Wildwood Resort and Marina in there, which has 36 keys, on their place, and they're full all through the summer, and they're doing the corporate retreats, that hotel motel tax has made a huge difference. So for these guys that's got hotels, I know Jeff's got one. Do you have one, DW?
I've got one, yeah, basically.
And I know Alan has a couple up in Crossville. You've got to see the revenue from that, because I know
I do. Yeah,
it's amazing, the difference it's made in us. You know, give us the opportunity to fund the chamber.
Sure.
We've never funded the chamber, seed money. And everybody knows what I mean when I say seed money. But with the hotel motel tax, we're giving back 70% of that hotel motel tax right back to the chamber. And, boy, you can see the dividends. Yep. I mean, you really can.
Investment in your chamber is investment in your community. Sure,
it really is. A lot of people don't get that.
No, they don't.
I did. When I came in all fairness, me and you and Jeff came in at the same time. I was 4 months ahead of you. But when I came in, all I heard is how important the chamber was. And let me be honest with you, I was going to chamber meetings. Yeah. I'm not saying they were bad. I'm saying I didn't see the investment there.
Right.
And then, you know, we had a change and things started to turn around. And as I started to, you know, lead the county the way I thought we needed to go, and everybody in the chamber got excited and got behind us and it grew, the chambers is important.
Absolutely.
Because they can recruit people. A county mayor or a city mayor, as far as that goes, you're running your county or your city, you don't have time to do those things. I mean, I was showing buildings. When I had a chance, I'd show a building to somebody and try to recruit a business. I'm not having to do that anymore because I got a chamber director that's doing that for me.
Yeah.
And doing a good job, too. I mean, it's nice when they walk in and say, hey, there's two more businesses opening up on the square that I didn't even know about. That's really nice.
Yeah, the chamber's very important. I'm glad that's working out for you. Hope's a great, great asset to the community.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, have some more good news from these guys in just a moment here on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Alan Foster from Cumberland County, Randy Hetty from Jackson County, Denny Wayne Robinson from White County, and Jeff Mason from Smith County. Great information as always. Talking about some things going on, and we were mentioning off air there. It's a great question. Another issue county governments have, is record storage. Mayor Hetty, I know y'all got something exciting in Jackson County. You mentioned it last week about the courthouse is crowded.
Right.
I mean, every inch is occupied. Well, besides the downstairs, and we don't really go down there much. But I haven't been down there in years, actually, and I don't plan on going back. But it's crowded, but y'all are trying to alleviate that situation.
Correct. You know, we took some of our ARPA funds and bought a building. But it was a good building. Had really good bones. And we're through the engineering stage. Should be letting it out for bid pretty soon to do the remodel on it. And that'll move out the elections out of the courthouse, which needs to go, and then county clerk's office. Those two kind of go hand in hand, and we'll get them over to, you know, the annex, what we're going to call the county building or county office annex. I'm not sure what we're going to give the name to it, but anyways, get them out, and that's going to free up a lot of space downstairs. And then some parking on the square. With our new businesses we've had coming to the square, people fuss because they ain't got no place to park. I like that problem. Anyways, we're hoping that that'll alleviate some of the parking issues and then give us some more space. You know, I need the mayor's office needs some space. I probably got the smallest mayor's office in all the Upper Cumberland. If not, I'm close.
You're very close. Yes, you are.
Give those restaurants some more room. You got some good restaurants.
Yeah, I do.
So, anybody else have a problem with record storage?
Yeah, we have. Yeah. White County has a problem with record storage, and you can't. I don't know why you can't digitalize this stuff, and you could store so much more in a digital format, but you know, it's got to be hard copies.
Some things you can. Of course, yeah. I can get you that list. Mm-hmm. Some things you can digitize, but a lot of it, you got to have the original hard copy. I mean, marriage license and stuff like that, you always got to have that stuff. And so, what about you, Mason? You got?
We do. We have that problem. I mean, we stack boxes on top of boxes and buy more shelves. But one of the things coming from a manufacturing background is that I know in budget and finance, our budget and finance department, our accounts and budgets, whatever it's called, we've went paperless on a lot of stuff and putting records on storage and servers. And so that's helped us tremendously. And I'm with Denny Wayne. That's something that I think needs to be done across the board. I mean, and even for searching, I mean, if you want to look up archives, how much easier would it be to go to a laptop or a desktop and punch in that such and such wheel or deed and it pulls up and you got it instead of looking through these big books. Ron Burgundy says leather bound books.
It's expensive too. It's expensive to keep records. We had to buy a building. We bought a building for it recently and we're doing a little remodel on it because you're just out of space.
We've talked about that.
It's out of space. We were out of space. We had archives.
Yeah.
Facility is an old bank, but we're having to add on the secure storage area on it, and it's expensive. We got a great archivist. We're lucky, and most of the department heads will get rid of the dated when they're allowed to. When they've aged out, they try to. And then you got the shredding expense, but hey, at least you're not storage everything. But I'm like you, digital is the way to go if you can.
Yeah. You know, in our court systems, you know, it's 100 years. I think you've got to keep every.
There's some court of stuff you can never be thrown away.
Busting at the same
time. I think digital is the way to go. People make excuse. Oh, well, what if you lose a file? What if you have a fire?
Yeah.
What if your sprinkler goes off? What if,
there's ways of backing all that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you being an IT nerd, you know that better.
It's more secure than it is to have the paper.
Sure it is. You got any solutions for that in Watt County, Dean Wayne? Y'all talked about it with the commission?
We've talked about getting, buying a building to put up, you know. It was brought up a couple times, some kind of cheaper buildings, like storage buildings, but that's not going to work. No, it needs to be
proper archive space.
Proper archive space. Properly protected. Yeah.
Safety issue when you got people walking up down ladders to put heavy boxes on top shelves.
They got sliding racks now that really save on space, though. We're doing some of those. They're all bunched together and you can slide them apart to go get the record. But sometimes the public doesn't understand you have to have archives. But by law, we have to archive records.
You do.
We have no choice. We have to archive records, certain records, and keep them. No choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one thing we haven't gotten to, Denny Wayne, is an airport grant that's coming to the Upper Cumberland Regional Airport. You're heavily involved with that. White County, Putnam County, as mayor, you're involved with that. Tell us about that grant.
The Appalachian Regional Commission awarded us a $500,000 grant for infrastructure at our airport. Basically, it'll be used for hangar space, T-hangars, and we lose people every day in there. That there's businesses and stuff that come and look, and if they don't have a place to park their plane, they'll move their business. I mean, it's a part of economic development. Especially for us.
Yeah, I mean, the hangars seem to be full most of the time, right? The
hangars are full. There's a waiting list. There's always a waiting list.
Yeah, and of course, there's been rumors and talk about maybe doing commercial flights and stuff, and that's a long ways down the road, but that is still being discussed. Is that right?
It's still being discussed, yeah. We're working through that.
So, Jeff, I know you got something good going on in Smith County other than trash.
Oh, yeah. we were one of the ones that was blessed to get the child care grant. So we've got a new child care facility that will be starting up, and that's huge because I tell people we're a working community, and child care is something that keeps people, you know, with our labor shortage, a lot of times it's because of child care and not having the access. And so this is really good that it gets that. I think she's already got like a 75 person waiting list to get into there. So we're excited about that. Had her fair last week. That was good. Had her fourth largest attendance and had a couple of unfortunate storms pop up right at the time the gates open. I think we would have busted 10,000 if it weren't for that. Saw a lot of these guys, folks, because we have two nights of demolition derby, and you have demolition derby, and you'll draw a crowd. If it makes noise in that arena, it'll draw a crowd, and that's one of the things we've learned. So,
anybody ever driven a vehicle in a demolition derby?
No.
No.
I'm kind of looking at Dean Wayne. Dean Wayne looks like he might do that.
I was the pit crew on a Serval, but I've never actually did it.
What does being on the pit crew involve
for Demolition Derby?
You know, it's
that's what I was thinking.
It's amazing the prep that goes into those. It's not what you.
Sorry, I'm glad this is radio.
What about other county fairs? Cumberland County already happened.
Ours is late August.
Late August.
We always have a good fair. Looking forward to it. I like to go and work the tents and just see the people. Everybody that comes through is fun.
It's good. It's a good chance to see people. Yeah.
Jackson County's fairgrounds. When's the last time y'all had a fair?
We haven't had a fair since the 80s, the mid 80s. And that's something we're trying to get back. I mean, that's a slow process. If you ever lose it, guys, don't lose it, because it's hard to get that back together. You got to get a core group that wants to do it. That's hard to find. Your fairgrounds are going to be used for something. And if you're not using it for a fair like us, you end up being ball fields, which are great and wonderful ball fields. But I'd love to see a fair back, you know.
We got a grant. Get
a good fair board.
Yeah.
I'm blessed with a good fair board. That is huge.
If I'm not mistaken, I think ours is the longest running fair in the state.
How long does it go?
Geez, I knew you was going to ask that question.
You knew it was coming, didn't you?
I knew it was coming. I can't remember, Ben.
10 days or more, I guess, right?
At least 10 days, yeah.
Well, that's good.
When you're little, you always look forward to the
I'm sorry. I mean, the longest active. Continuous years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do y'all like the carnival part or the fair part better?
You talking about me personally? Or?
Yeah. I know when food. You're a kid, you love going to the carnival.
The carnival rides. Yeah.
But as I've aged, obviously, I like going through the booths and seeing what the
I don't fit in the carnival side of
you. They used to look at me and say, no.
I'd rather have the food.
The food.
Yeah, the funnel cake. Maybe.
I like seeing all the prize entries and all that kind of stuff. I love that.
Oh, you're talking about the agricultural
side
of it.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah. That's what I miss. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cool thing about our fair last weekend is we always have, and we hadn't had it the years before because of COVID, but this year we went back to our Century Farm luncheon, and that's a big deal when you get all those Century Farm guys and families coming in. And
That's backbone of our country.
That's exactly right. Farmers and veterans should run this place.
That's right.
I don't want to leave here today, Alan, without talking about the Flat Rock development.
Moving a lot of dirt. Doing a 6-mile track. They're working on the track, hoping to be racing sometime next year. And they are really, really moving dirt out there on the west exit, far east of Cumberland County.
So the first thing they're completing are the tracks,
correct?
Oh,
yeah. The guys that are doing it, the investors, are guys that want to get their vehicles on the track and run. So they're doing the track part first.
And when does the other part, like maybe the hotel and all that stuff, start?
It's part of it. They just want to get the track done, and they're just going to keep moving after that. They just want to race. They want to start that racing as soon as they possibly can, working with TDEC and everybody else. Looking to have a groundbreaking ceremony coming up sometime soon. They wanted to have some results behind it when we went out for the groundbreaking. There's a lot of ground already broke, though.
Anyway, that might give you an opportunity to get back on a pit crew.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I was wondering, do we meet at Bucky's and carpool over to the grand opening? Or
we can do that, or Chick-fil-A either.
We didn't get that one, did we? Sorry, throw it in there. Guys, thanks for being here. I consider you guys friends. Y'all do a great job. Honored to work with you. I am proud of what y'all have done in your counties, because some of you have come from a long way, from some financial distress and really two of you mainly, and of course you guys do a great job. Appreciate everything you do, and thanks for being here. I know it takes your time, and I'm glad y'all are here 2 weeks in a row. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yes. I appreciate that. Feeling better, so we'll get there.
You're not looking any better, but
well, I definitely am looking better. But I do not age like a fine wine.
You have a face for radio.
That's funny.
Everyone, I hope you've enjoyed today's Local Matters. Thanks for these guys, and hope you see you next week. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I want to thank my man Jake for producing me. He does a good job. He's very patient, especially with me and these guys, but it's a lot of fun. Hope to see you next week. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. We'll see you next week.